Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So next up, we're going to discuss the men's event from Russ Telecom, and this was another wild one. The men
are hashtag chaos.
Inconsistent as always.
Consistently inconsistent.
Yeah. This was an interesting one, though. We had some...
agents of chaos.
Absolutely. A few of them here, particularly our winner, who was the lone non-Russian winner in this entire competition. Morrissey Kvitalashvili from Georgia made history and got revenge from last year's Russ Telecom Cup when he came this close to also winning then, albeit as a mainly domestic event.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite the same situation. But he did enough here, was consistent enough to take it over some guys who were a little less consistent in both programs.
Yep. I always love a champion who is second and third.
Exactly. Not winning any segment, nope. But winning overall. It's always fun.
This is like the most emblematic of men's figure skating, these ordinals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a wild ride, honestly.
Yeah.
And Kvitalashvili did pretty well. I mean, he did better than I expected, honestly.
I mean, much better in the short program than at Skate Canada, where he was in last after that segment and had to pull himself up with a strong free skate. The free skate here was also pretty solid, not as solid as at Skate Canada. And we have joked in the past about his second half quad toe not going well. It was going well earlier this season, but unfortunately not so here, which
he couldn't make us eat our words that hard.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see, you know, the rest of the season if he can have more consistency in landing it. He is having a better track record this season than in seasons past, so it's something.
He's rotating it more often. Honestly, that's kind of all that matters.
Exactly. And, I mean, if you're the most consistent man with multiple quads in both programs, it's kind of all you need to do at this point.
Yeah, that was plenty here, honestly. He didn't need to be perfect in either program.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that second half quad toe, the rest was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not amazing, but pretty good.
Yeah, there were some, you know, jump landings where, you know, we're a bit more generous in GOE than I might have been. But in fairness, Duke Vidalashvili, that's the case with lots of skaters, not just him.
That's the case for like 60% of this field.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, though, great redemption from Skate Canada being able to be in second after that segment. And I mean, he was just about tied with first.
Yeah.
It was less than half a point separating first and second.
And I mean, that short program was quite well skated. The quad toe in the second half was a little sketchy, but the rest of it was solid.
Yeah. And doing all he can for potential Team Georgia spoilers in the Olympic team event.
That's what I'm most excited for, honestly.
Honestly, yes.
He needs to do his job in the team event.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's probably not going to get
an individual medal.
Yeah. But he could totally get a team bronze medal if he skates like this.
It would be a lot of chaos for that to happen. But at the same time, the way this season has been going.
Would it be chaos at this point with the way this season has been chaotic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, overall, a really solid outing for him. And I think the Sinatra for the free skate is a good choice of music. I'd like to see him get into it a little bit more. It was still a bit more focused on the jumps. But, I mean, he has had a history of skating really well in Russia. And it continues here.
Yeah, he clearly feels at home skating in Russia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even though he did not win any segment to beat our front runner coming in here, Mikhail Kolyada from Russia, who finished in second, is a huge win for Kvitalashvili. And I think definitely a disappointment for Kolyada, even though with a second place finish here, he did do enough to make the final, which was job number one. But
he would have wanted to do it with a win.
Absolutely. And he was close. He was about 2 points behind Kvitalashvili, and he did win the free skate. But a lot of that was, you know, on the strength of his basic skating, which yep. is fantastic and the best in this field.
And but, also, to be fair to him, the quality of the triple jumps.
Yes, that is true.
The quality of the leveled elements and the triple jumps combined with his component score, which again, the class of the field here in yeah. that second mark. But he got a little lucky.
He absolutely got a little lucky here. And he's another one of those skaters who all season has been trying to do 2 quads in the short program, 3 in the free skate, trying to incorporate the quads now, and it hasn't been going super consistently. And I don't really think he needs all the quads, particularly no. in the short program, and risking, you know, coming from behind.
What have we been saying all season? Mm-hmm. No more quads in the short program for anybody, because he does fantastic triple jumps,
mm-hmm.
including the triple axel most of the time.
Yeah.
But both of the quads in the short program were bad.
And the first 2 quads in the free skate as well.
Yep. He only had 1 really nice quad
mm-hmm.
out of 5 attempts.
Yeah.
And it's not a great success ratio.
Yeah. It's a real shame because, especially for the quad toe, we have seen him in the past be really consistent with it. But I think trying to do both the quad sow and the quad toe, and especially, you know, trying to do it after a fall or bad landing on the opening quad sow, which has been the case most of the time in his programs this season, it just makes it harder
yep.
to do that next jump. Maybe it might not be a bad idea, at least in the free skate, to like put like the triple loop in between yeah. the 2 quads just to have a reset moment.
Yeah, just to recover, because mm-hmm. clearly it's not working as is.
Or just get rid of one of the quads yeah. in each program.
Yeah.
Especially since the free skate is fine, but the short program has really grown on me a lot. I yeah. think he feels a lot more comfortable with the choreography in the short program, and it just shows off basic skating yep. and posture so well that it's just such a shame to see it marred by multiple bad jump errors.
Yeah, I feel the same way about the free skate
mm-hmm.
because I do think he could do a good job with Schindler's List if he was landing his jumps,
mm-hmm.
but he's having to work so hard to get the jumps done
yeah.
that it's not a really successful program as a performance.
Mm-hmm.
There are moments that are really nice,
yeah.
but for the most part, it's a technical exercise.
Yeah.
And he's capable of so much better than that.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can see real moments of brilliance, including in some of the jumps,
yep.
like the triple axels and some of the triples in the second half of the free skate, even the quad in the second half yep. of the free skate. He is a really technically strong skater, and last season also showed a lot more consistency too when he wasn't trying to add in the quad sow.
Yep. Easier but cleaner mm-hmm. works really well for Mikhail Kolyada because he can do cleaner. He can do really strong performance. He yep. has strong enough skating skills to carry him mm-hmm. up a couple places if everybody else happens to have a good jump day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in the short program, I really think, because he should be like winning this yeah. event in this field, and
he
really
should
contending.
Be the front runner for mm-hmm. that bronze medal at the Olympics.
I was about to say, and really contending for Olympic individual medal, being able to be like a solid base for Russia in the yep. team event. He is still the front runner for the Russian men's Olympic team. I mean, he made the final and has yep. been more consistent than the other Russian men, albeit that's a low bar. But he could be even more consistent and therefore even more successful, I think, if at the very least in the short program we took out yep. 1 quad.
Because really here, he was 4th in the short program.
Mm-hmm.
Based on who was here, he should not have been 4th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he skated clean, he could have won with over 100 points.
If he had had a clean triple-triple combination yep. and a bad quad,
mm-hmm.
he would have been right up there with the top 2 guys. I don't know that he would have necessarily been leading, but it would have been close.
I mean, he might have been leading because he still got, you know, really big.
84.5.
And really big PCS scores, too, yeah. higher than our top 2 skaters.
That's true.
So if he was...
He was about 10 points back.
Mm-hmm.
A clean triple-triple probably would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
He probably would have been leading.
Yeah, or close to it.
Yep. At worst, he might have been third, but basically tied for first.
Yeah.
As opposed to being in fourth 10 points back
mm-hmm.
because we tried two quads and it didn't go well, which is nothing new.
It'll be interesting to see what the plan is going forward because he does still have a lot of competing to do. He's got the final because he did make it in.
Yep.
Then nationals right after that and Europeans. I'm sure he will be going. Then the team event, then the Olympic individual yep. event, which is right after that. When you consider that kind of a schedule, I think it makes even more sense to mm-hmm. get rid of one of the quads, at least in the short program.
But Mary, what if it goes perfectly?
I know. I wish I had the optimism some of these skaters seem to. Maybe I'm too jaded.
I think part of the problem is we only see them under pressure.
Yes.
And of course it doesn't go as well under pressure. They see themselves in practice
yeah.
landing these quads. And take that into account instead of just the competition results.
Yeah.
Whereas, I don't know what you do in practice.
Yeah. I see what you do in competition. And based on competition, the strategy most skaters go for is not the one I would advocate.
Because what you do in practice doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Exactly.
It's good to help inform you to mm-hmm. choose the right path. But your competition experience should be pushing you in a direction, particularly if something's not working in competition,
mm-hmm.
take it out.
Yeah.
Do a nice, clean, short program with one quad.
Yeah. And then in third place, we had Kazuki Tomono from Japan, who was the surprise winner of the short program and came really close to winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
He was also only about 2 points back of first place.
This was a very close run, and I think had our top two after the short been flipped, we mm-hmm. might have had a different result.
It is possible. He had a really fantastic short program, and we talked about at his first event that in previous seasons, the quads were really giving him trouble. They weren't perfect here, but in his last two events, they have been so much more consistent yep. than I think I've ever seen from him.
Yeah, and I really think as much as the free skate was a little more rough than the short program, he looked a little nervous.
Yes.
And I think had he been in second,
uh-huh.
clawing his way up to first by half a point, I think he would have been a little less nervous
yeah.
rather than trying to cling on to that first place.
Mm-hmm.
And also really, again, fight for a spot on the Japanese Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into this season, it seemed a pretty sure thing which three guys would go.
Yeah.
But there are some question marks now, not the least of which being, had Kazuki Tomono won this event,
mm-hmm. throwing a wrench into yeah. things. And again, he came really close. And on the one hand, it's a shame that he wasn't able to skate as cleanly in the free skate as he did in the short program. But on the other hand, this was a much better free skate overall than he had at his first Grand Prix.
And also a really good experience of leading a major international event.
Yep.
I don't think he's done that before. I could be yeah. wrong. I could be forgetting something, but
possibly a challenger, but I don't think like a Grand
not at
Prix,
this level,
not to my memory.
Yeah. And that is a really difficult position to be in.
Yep.
And he's now had that experience that should set him up well for the next time it happens, because I have faith in this kid that it's going to happen again.
Yeah. And the one thing that maybe I might suggest for him, we talked about, you know, easier but cleaner, trying to set yourself up for success. For him, I think the quads seem to be going really well. What seems to be a little rougher so far this season has been his triple axles.
Yep.
And we saw at his first event, none of the triple axles in the second half of the free skate went well, and he tried to do it three times
yep.
in a row, and that was a huge mistake. We didn't have that here, but
one
he did
went
still.
Well.
Yeah, and then he fell on the second triple axle.
You only need to do one.
I was about to say, this might be a situation where I might suggest, well, let's take out one of the triple axles, just do a nice
triple lutz.
Other, yeah, triple lutz.
He doesn't have one in the program, so that doesn't mess with the jump math at all.
Yeah, only thing might be, you know, it's possible he's not doing it
yeah.
because, you know,
yeah.
edge issues. That...
But then do a triple flip because
yeah.
you're only doing one other and you're taking out a repeated jump, so you could put in a different repeated jump.
Yeah.
There you go. Do a nice triple flip
yeah.
instead of your second triple axel.
Mm-hmm.
Because, also, he could do two triple flips in combination, one with the Euler Sau,
also
with the double toe.
Yeah.
So that if the triple axel doesn't go well...
Oh, well, you move on.
You've got a backup plan to still get your three combinations in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something to think about. But even still, this even with those complaints, was a really solid outing for yep. him and a distinct improvement over his last outing. And so hopefully he can continue on that improvement through to Nationals.
And even though I'm sure he, and also us for him, are disappointed that he didn't win the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you came in and told Kazuki Tomono he was going to be third at the Rustelecom Cup,
I'm sure he would have been thrilled.
Exactly. So we can forget the part where you almost won.
Yeah, exactly.
And just celebrate the fact that you got a Grand Prix medal.
Yeah, which he hasn't done for a while. And it's good to see him just looking more confident and showing off also the performer that he can be. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times in the last couple seasons, the performance has really been marred by jump struggles.
Yeah.
And I think you can tell he really clearly loves the music from La La Land that he's yep. skating to for the free skate. And it's a really enjoyable program. And I can only imagine how much more enjoyable if he can skate it fully clean.
Yeah. Please do it at National. Throw a wrench.
Yep.
Into, because JSF has a sure thing for pairs.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they had a sure thing for the men.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 50-50 toss-up for dance, and the women is chaos.
Yes.
Make the men chaos, too, for selection.
Would be a lot of fun.
Throw a wrench in there. Really throw your hat in the ring by skating two clean programs, mm-hmm. and maybe get to go to the Olympics. Who knows?
We also didn't mention, but of course, Yuzuru Hanyu was supposed to yeah. be at this event, had to withdraw. He's another potential agent of chaos for Japanese nationals. In the good ways and bad ways. Who knows what to expect.
In the truest sense of the phrase, Yuzuru exactly. Hanyu was an agent of chaos.
Yeah. But yeah, make it interesting, Kazuki Tomono. I would love to see it.
I want to see like all of the top six or so Japanese guys really throw their yep. hat in the ring
mm-hmm.
and make it an impossible choice like I'm sure it will be for the women.
Exactly. And then in fourth, we had Roman Sadovsky from Canada, who I was so relieved to see, and I probably should have known better. His tack for many seasons has often been to start out kind of rough
yep.
and peak as the season goes on. And while he didn't medal at this, his second event, he came close to it. And, you know, it's happened before
yep.
where he's had a rough first Grand Prix and succeeded much more in the second one.
And then does really well at Nationals.
Yep.
So I am less worried. I'm still worried about the Canadian men because they've all been yes. a mess. But Roman Sadovsky is at least on track with what he normally does.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a good set of skates. Not yeah. perfect, but good.
Yeah, I was happy with this outing for him. He basically got his three quad sow attempts done pretty well. And I did wonder a little bit on the first one if it had a better landing, if he would have tried putting that one in combination.
Yeah.
Luckily, it didn't matter, and he was able to get the three jump combination with the quad sow in the second half, which was really good to see.
Which was really surprising, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, based on Skate Canada and earlier this season, I was a little concerned.
Yeah.
But he's looking just a lot more calm and confident.
Yep.
Very deliberate, which I'd love to see, you know, as he gets more comfortable to be more into the program. He is into sort of the choreographic parts of it, but when we're setting up for the jumps, it is very much
it's setting time to up the jumps now.
Yeah.
Which is not the worst thing
mm-hmm.
because he does have the choreographic section spread out a little bit. He's got the
yeah.
step sequence in the middle of the program, which more guys should do because mm-hmm. I can't watch you do 7 jumping passes in a row.
Yeah. I need a break.
I need a break from your jumps. And spins are fine for that, but they're short.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas having the step sequence right in the middle of the program, A, gives him the break to recover if the first quad sow and the triple axel in the first half didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
And also gives me, the viewer, a break mm-hmm. from it's jump time. And also says to the panel, look at me. I can do choreography between my jumps,
yeah.
even if we maybe can't really all that well. We've built it in so that you're giving the impression that you're maybe better at it than you actually are
mm-hmm.
for this point in the season.
Yeah. I was about to say, I think he is capable of more consistent
yeah.
interpretation throughout.
We've seen it. We just haven't seen it this season yet.
Yeah. And I do think focusing in on getting the jumps done was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I think before this event, my question as to who's going to be on the Canadian men's Olympic team was more of a question. I think this has helped calm that a little bit for Roman. If he can skate even just like this.
Yeah. If this he does enough. This at nationals, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll go with this at nationals, particularly with the state of the other guys.
Yeah. And especially, too, he was in third in medal position after the short program, which is a lot of pressure put on him for the free skate. And he only dropped one place overall. Yeah.
And he really dropped because Kolyada succeeded.
Exactly.
He didn't really drop because he did a bad job.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really glad to see this go well for him. And hopefully this continues. We'll also get a sense next week is Canadian Challenge. And I think most of the guys outside of Keegan and Roman, obviously, and also I think Wesley Chu is not going.
Yeah.
But we'll get a better sense of what the other Canadian men are looking like. But this might be a bit hard to beat if he were to have these skates at nationals.
I hope he does. And if it happens to get beaten, all the better because...
Exactly. Because it means people are succeeding.
Exactly. If this is third best at Canadian nationals, I will be thrilled.
Yeah. And then in fifth, we had Matteo Rizzo from Italy, who is
continuing on his trend.
Yeah.
That he's kind of on by himself now because Daniel Grassel was joining him and has fixed
changed
it.
His ways. Yeah. It's such a shame. He's another one where I wonder if we should switch around some of the jump layout.
Stop doing a quad in the short program. It's not worth it. It's not working.
Or at a bare minimum, in both programs, the first quad attempt did not go well. And then the jumps after that went a whole lot better. In the free skate, he tried to go for a quad toe, popped it into a triple, and then went down the other end of the ice and did a very nice quad toe, triple toe. Maybe if we put the combination first in the short program and then try a quad, at least to try it.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to get rid of it completely.
The only problem with that plan is that it's a quad toe.
I mean, I know. But
better to have a quad toe that you've fallen on than 0 points because you tripled it.
I mean, but at the same time, if you fall on the opening jump and it ruins, you know, the later jumps, which it definitely had an impact on the axle in the short program too. And
which is why he should just not do a quad in the short program.
Yeah.
Because the thing with Matteo Rizzo is he does not actually have a super consistent quad right now. He can do it okay one out of the two times most free skates.
Yeah.
But that's not a strong enough success rate to rely on it in the short program. Again, especially because it's a toe. Mm-hmm. When it's the sow, it's not as bad because you have wiggle room. You can put it wherever, and if you triple it, it's a loss of points, but it's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. As opposed to if he does the combination first and then triples a quad toe.
Yeah.
That's even worse than this because you know that's still going to impact the axle.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah, it's such a shame too because I keep seeing this short program and we get to like the step sequence and I think this has so much potential to be a really fun program, but I have yet to see him skate it clean.
Just do a triple flip instead of your quad toe. Just do a triple flip.
Yeah. I would love to see it. I kind of doubt, unfortunately, that we will, because I mean, I'm sure he is very much thinking about competing with Daniel Grassel, who does go for normally quad lutz in the short program.
But you're gonna lose to Daniel Grassel if you do this. You can't recover from this in the free skate if he actually does a successful quad lutz.
Yeah.
So do no quads in the short program and then do them in the free skate because you have the wiggle room in the free skate.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So many skaters seem to just... That wiggle room allows them to succeed in the free skate where they can't in the short program. I mean, again, he popped his opening jump and that was the only mistake in the program. Didn't even have to worry about jump math. He had a really fantastic program after that first jumping element and finished second in that segment.
Yep.
Very similar to things like Finlandia.
Imagine if he had just done a triple flip and a triple lutz, triple toe.
Mm-hmm.
He probably would have gotten himself a medal here.
Yeah. I mean, he's capable. That's the most frustrating thing. It was such a strong free skate after that first opening element. And honestly, it's a triple toe and he didn't run into jump math issues. It's fine.
He has clearly planned for popping one of his quad toes into a triple toe.
Yep.
That seems so obvious to me at this point because he's had enough potential jump math issues that never actually go wrong because his three jump is an Euler sow and he does a double toe at the end of the program. So it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. The programs have such potential and he is such a strong skater and performer. Uh-huh. And when the jumps are on, they're really quite nice. Again, the one quad toe he did really well was a really nice one.
It was really nice. And all his triples are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say except why.
We'll see if he can have the kind of Olympics that he did 4 years ago. I can only hope.
That would be a dream.
And then behind him in sixth, we had Evgeny Semenenko from Russia. And this was a real shame for him because he had a shot at making the final, but he did need to be on the podium.
Yep.
Really, realistically, top two with a strong score. And I did wonder if he felt the pressure a little bit, particularly in the short program.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. He's relatively inexperienced compared to a lot of the other guys who are going to the final.
Mm-hmm.
This is a high pressure event, not only the Olympic season, not only trying to get to the Grand Prix final, but being at home.
Mm-hmm.
It was a high pressure situation. I hoped it would work out better for him, but I'm not super surprised that it didn't.
Yeah. He has been pretty consistent for about the last year or so, but his posture, particularly on the quads, can get him into trouble at times. He really is pitch forward on the landings of them.
Which I completely understand the thought process between feeling like you have to pitch forward on the landings if you want to get the combination in. But you can only pitch forward so far before you completely ruin your landing.
Yeah.
And that does tend to happen for him. Also, he can, because he pitches so far forward to get the momentum, he can go too far and then the jumps wind up kind of wonky.
Mm-hmm.
And he often pulls it off.
Yeah. I mean, he has a lot of fight to him.
It's remarkable how often he saves jumps that should not have worked.
Yeah.
But it's kind of inevitable that sometimes he's not going to be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame that he didn't show what he did at, like, Skate Canada, at Worlds last season, because we've seen him skate a lot cleaner than this. He was also hurt by not being able to get in three combinations in the free skate because the last couple jumping passes weren't strong enough to get a combination on. That was a big part of what really did him in because the free skate started out okay. It probably wouldn't have been enough to pull him up to the podium, but at least, you know, for his Olympic chances, at least he's, you know, close to making the final.
Yeah.
And he was not the third placing Russian man here. So, you know, something.
And as long as he does better than this at Nationals, he won't be out of the question. It'll be entirely dependent on what the rest of them do.
Yeah.
But this kind of skate probably won't get him to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Anything better than this might.
Yeah. Yeah. Or depending on how much of a mess Nationals is.
I do not even want to go there. I do not want to imagine a world in which this is second best at Russian Nationals.
Gird yourself, just in case.
It might happen. I do not want to set myself up for that expectation.
Yeah.
Because it's not allowed to happen. Even if it's just marginally better than this.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. And then in seventh, we had Camden Pulkkinen from the US, who had a much better outing here than NHK, which I was really glad to see.
A really good short program, especially.
Mm-hmm.
He has been such an inconsistent skater, but if you have been listening for a long time, you know he was one of our favorites as a junior.
Mm-hmm. And also inconsistent as a junior, unfortunately.
Yes, but he got away with it more as a junior.
Yeah.
And when he moved up to senior, it looked like he was getting more consistent. Mm-hmm. And then we really took a turn for the worse in terms of consistency of late. So seeing him do a really nice short program, a good free skate with a nice recovery from that fall on the opening quad. That was all I wanted for Camden.
Yeah, I mean, really, outside of the fall on the opening quad and the free skate, this was about, you know, where I would like to see him at this point, especially after having some really rough outings already this season. Having one fall on a quad in men's skating is really not
It's not a big deal.
And the fact that he was able to land a nice quad in the short program and, you know, show off what he's capable of in that short program so that he's not trying to dig himself out of a hole in the free skate.
Yeah. If Camden can just do this every time he competes and only mess up his quad and not let that take away from the rest of the program and get all his spin levels.
That too, yeah.
Has been an issue.
Yes, although I will say this was a rather generous tech panel. I think in the short program, literally just one skater did not get all level fours on all elements, which was that's a little generous panel, but okay.
But we're going to pretend that Camden actually got all of his spin levels and actually they were better than they usually are.
Yes, definitely.
He often gets twos. I would say at worst, these were threes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the combination in the short program was also a little bit shaky, but frankly, based on the skates he's had so far this season, this was a fantastic outing. Yep. If he can skate exactly like this at Nationals, I will be satisfied.
He might even go to four continents with this.
I was about to say, the Olympic team for the U.S. is probably pretty set, but there's spots at four continents because I don't think anybody on the Olympic team from the U.S. in men is going to go to four continents.
No, so probably not.
Three spots available.
Exactly. And again, this set of skates, he might not be the first choice for four continents, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the team for four continents with this skate.
Exactly. And then behind him in eighth, we had Mark Kondrachuk from Russia. And he was the surprise medalist at last year's Russian Nationals.
Yeah.
And has had some really great skates since then. But, I mean, we were watching those Russian Cup events all last season. He didn't even initially qualify for those Russian Nationals because he was rather inconsistent at those Russian Cup events.
He is king of peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
When he's good, he's really good. But when he's not good, it's kind of hard to watch.
And I'm sure he felt under pressure here. I do wonder if having him go on the JGP might have been a better option for him. He was initially scheduled to have two JGPs in France.
And then when they couldn't go to France because of vaccination requirements, they didn't assign him to the other ones, even though they could have.
Mm-hmm.
They assigned him here instead. Mm-hmm. I really don't think he was ready for a senior Grand Prix.
Well, that's the thing, is he, like we said, just barely made it to Russian Nationals, was a surprise medalist, does not have a ton of international experience. They also sent him to Nebelhorn, and he handled the pressure pretty well there to get a third Olympic spot. But I think easing him into the pressure of international competition, and, I mean, frankly, if he skated as well as he could on two JGP events, it might have been enough to make the final and get
probably
experience
would have been
that
enough
way
for the final because you can't do quads in the short program and that was his downfall here.
Yeah, it's a real shame because we've seen him land some nice quads, but they both had falls and no combo in the short program. The ones in the free skate were also a bit of a struggle, and the real hard thing was the free skate, just nothing really was done with great quality.
Yeah, nothing was terrible in the free skate, aside from the opening quad toe attempt, which was a double toe. But even that, like, that's not the end of the world. Everything after that was fine, but nothing, including the leveled elements, was much better than fine.
Yeah, and it's a shame because I think, you know, he, when the jumps are going well, can get really into the performance and, you know, really perform out to the last row of seats, but it felt a bit more subdued here.
Yeah, it was disappointing because I would love to see him be able to perform even when the jumps aren't going super well.
Yeah.
But that's a maturity thing and an experience thing and getting thrown into, hey, compete at our home Grand Prix. See what happens. Also, it's the Olympic year. Try and make the Olympic team.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot. And I really don't think he was ready for that. You still could have sent him to the Olympics if you sent mm-hmm. him to two junior Grand Prix and Nebelhorn.
Exactly.
You didn't have to make him do this.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see for him as well what happens at Nationals. A giant question mark for the men.
He could medal again, or he could be 12th.
Exactly. Behind him, we had Keiji Tanaka from Japan in 9th. And he as well had an okay outing here. Not, you know, the best he's ever skated, but okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't a total disaster. He is also working on the consistency of the quad sal, which used to be a big ticket item for him in the past. Yeah.
It wasn't terrible here. Mm-hmm. He had one triple sal in the free skate, but the one after was quite solid.
Yeah.
The one in the short program didn't have a great landing, but he at least rotated it.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest frustration for me in that short program was that we didn't plan well enough to have room to do a triple flip, triple toe.
Yeah, he was so in the corner that the camera missed him on the actual video of the program. You can see the combination on replays, but you can see as well the people in the camera pit going, uh-oh,
don't jump on me. Yeah,
there was no room for him to even try to get a triple toe. And it's a shame because he also has had some real consistency in the past and has solid basic skating and good flow and solid jumps.
And can be a really good performer when things are going mostly well.
And that he also has had injury that has been tough to come back from. But you can see some really great moments like in the free skate, but it's interspersed with pops and a bit of tiredness by the time we get to the end of the free skate. It is pretty high intensity, that free skate, so it makes sense. But
Whiplash was a bold choice.
Mm-hmm.
That honestly, any jazz music is going to be tough to skate to because it is,
especially for a free skate,
it's high intensity, it's often very quick in terms of the melody is
and the
moving
beat.
Rapidly. Mm-hmm. Even if the beat is slower,
The
melody is moving rapidly. And so if you're not skating it full power from start to finish, you're going to look like you're lagging behind the music.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't finish as strong as he starts between the level of difficulty. At least he didn't fall here.
Yeah.
That would have made this even worse. But I just... Yeah.
It wasn't a disaster, but I miss, you know, the KG of a few seasons ago when he, you know, could skate to like the William Tell overture to end a program and have it, you know, end with even more strength than he began with. Although, in fairness, that program also took a while to get to that point.
He only successfully did that like twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of the season, we were very concerned about that William Tell overture program.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled it off by the end of the season, and I hope we get to that point with this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, as of right now, it doesn't really work entirely.
Yeah. And then in 10th, we had Mikhail Berzina from Czech Republic. He as well struggling a bit with the stamina in the free skate. The short program went okay for him, not as strong as we've seen, mainly because of, again, combo issues.
Yeah.
But he had a really nice quad sal, which has been giving him trouble this season, and triple axel.
We should have done the combo on the quad sal, because that was really nice. You could have done a double toe on that.
I mean, in fairness, I understand the strategy of trying to put the combo on the flip because the sow has not been consistent for him this season. And normally he can do a triple flip, double toe at least. He did eventually tack on a double toe, but it
was a triple flip combo double toe.
Yeah.
Which still the right strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Get full base value for your flip, even if the toe doesn't count. But that's something he should be able to do.
Yeah.
But the flips really were not working super well for him.
That's
across this entire competition.
Mm-hmm.
He did one good triple flip, but didn't get a triple toe on the end of it, only a double toe.
Yeah.
And then a double flip at the end of the free skate.
Yeah.
So it looks like the flips are a problem right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for that, I think part of it was just stamina, because the free skate, he started off with two falls and looked worn out kind of from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's a shame because I think the programs have the potential to be a lot of fun. And he was trying to sell it by the end, but by like the final spin, you could just tell his had no gas left in the tank.
Yeah, the last two spins and the choreo sequence, he was trying to sell it, but I was not buying it.
Yeah. Again, a shame, because we've seen him skate a lot better, and I believe this will be his last competitive season. He's, you know, gone to a number of Olympics by this point, and I would love to see him skate the way we know he's capable of at his last Olympics.
Go out with a bang, please. Yep.
And then in 11th, we had Nika Igadze from Georgia, who was a very last-minute addition here. He's a young guy who also works with the Tuparidze camp, is also going for lots of technical difficulty, and it really failed him in the short program, unfortunately. Yeah. The free skate showed more of what I'm sure he does in practice, and it was good to see more of that consistency there. But between this and his last challenger event, where we saw kind of a similar thing where he won overall because of the strength of the free skate, but he was, I think, like 12th or something after the short program and had to pull all the way up.
Yeah, I mean, even in the free skate, he's doing one of each of his type of quad. Mm-hmm. One quad sout, one quad toe. That suggests that he's not ready to do both of them in the short program.
Mm-hmm.
And then the triple axel in the short program also didn't go well. I think that's probably because he had two falls more than the triple axel not really being ready. But why are we doing two quads in the short program?
I mean, if you can be successful at it, then sure, you can get lots of points. But especially for a really young guy, this is his first senior Grand Prix. He doesn't have a ton of international experience. This was a lot of pressure, and he's a last-minute addition. You could kind of see how that could go wrong easily. And at least he did a whole lot better in the free skate. But as well, he seemed to get really distracted by the jump errors in the short program and lost even more than he might have if he were a more experienced competitor and can, you know, perform even through jump errors. It's tough to do, but I think it really...
it transforms a program from a technical exercise to a full program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the hardest part of figure skating.
Yeah.
And that's part of why we so often advocate for doing less difficult technical content, because we want to see the whole package.
Yeah.
And I do think he has it, or could have it, but I don't think he's ready for the level of technical difficulty that he's doing, especially in that short program. But even in the free skate, it wound up being really all about the jumps, and the two triple axels in combination in the second half didn't help that.
I think it's understandable in a lot of ways to be all about the jumps. You can have a lot of success if they go well, but the trouble is, if they go poorly, what do you have to fall back on? And I think that gap showed in the short program, and it's a shame that he was so far back that he couldn't recover as well as, you know, the free skate might. He was seventh in that free skate, but only able to move up one place because he was so far behind from the short program.
And still a good ways off of 10th, almost 10 points.
Yeah.
And then another 10 points to 9th. Short programs, why are we not talking about how you can lose a competition on a short program, but you can't win it?
It's old-fashioned logic from the 6-0 days that's not quite as relevant now, but
it's
still
relevant enough.
Exactly. Still relevant enough. You don't want to dig yourself into so big a hole that you can't climb out of it, even with a fantastic skate in the free.
Yeah, you're better off being a little ways off the podium after the short program and then clawing your way up, rather than being either first or last after the short program and probably nowhere in between.
Yep. And then in 12th, we had the other last-minute addition to this event, Brendan Carey from Australia. And it was good to see him get the opportunity to compete here. He has had an up-and-down season. He did qualify an Olympic spot at Nebelhorn, but has been inconsistent, particularly in the free skate. The short program wasn't bad here. Some rough jump landings, but he got the job done for the most part.
Yeah, he didn't do most of his elements with a ton of quality, but you don't need to do that super much right now in the short program to be in contention.
Yeah, he did enough in the short, and then unfortunately the free
completely got away from him from the word go.
Yeah, just started off completely on the wrong foot. And he does also have a new free skate here, which I think doing Muse is a good music choice for him. And I think this program has potential. It didn't really look all there yet.
Yeah.
I think more than anything, just because the jumps weren't going well. There's only so much you can do when your first three, well, four jumping passes just go totally awry.
And then he didn't really recover until the end of the step sequence.
Yeah.
So we had a spin and the step sequence, with which both didn't go super well.
Mm-hmm.
He recovered more for the second half of the free skate.
Yeah.
But even that wasn't his best.
Yeah. It's a shame, but at least he doesn't have to worry about internal competition so much. And hopefully we'll see better from him once we get to the Olympics. But that wraps us up for this men's event. What was your highlight from this competition?
I gotta give it to Kazuki Tomono's short program.
Mm-hmm.
I was really excited to see him not just succeed, but succeed in every aspect of that program. Not just the jumps, not just the performance, but managing both and being rewarded for it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. His short program, and as frustrating as Matteo Rizzo's short program makes me, the free skate is just such a strong program.
Yeah.
And every time it frustrates me, because just imagine if he'd been higher up in the standings after the short program.
If he had even been sixth after the short,
yeah,
what he would have done.
Yeah.
He would have been in real contention for a medal.
Yeah. And should be contending for medals. He's has that quality. We just need to figure out what's going on with the short program, even if it means
do
no
less.
Quad.
Do less in your short program.
Yeah.
Please. I want to just see you actually make it to the Olympics and then qualify for the free skate.
Yeah, exactly. And then in terms of the weekly waxel, yet again, there is choice, but we decided to go with Kolyada trying to do two quads yet again in the short program. I think just a mistake.
Yeah, don't do it.
It's him and the rest of the guys. Let's just not.
It's not worth it.
Exactly.
It's not worth it. It's not working for most of you. Most of the time.
Yep. All right, but that wraps us up for this men's event. Thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at FlutzesCast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at FlutzesCast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/FlutzesCast for bonus episodes, and our merch store, FlutzesCast.redbubble.com. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back shortly with the rest of the Rustella Com Cup. But until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels, skating fans.